We flip back over to the local sports scene, and last night on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7.50 AM, the Emory Lady Spartans defeated the Richfield Wildcats 54-45 in a highly important Region 15 showdown. Following the victory, we were joined by Lainey Jensen of the broadcast booth as she garnered Senator David Hinkins' Player of the Game honors by scoring 12 points, knocking down 4 3-point shots at a crucial moment in the game. Here's that interview with Lainey Jensen.
First off, Lainey, great game tonight. Congratulations on the win.
Thanks.
You definitely found your rhythm, I think, there in the second half. That was obviously the turning point. Slow start, but you picked it up from deep. And Scott and I were talking on air. You wanted the ball there in the third and fourth quarter. You wanted to shoot the ball.
Yeah, it's all about confidence, not quitting shooting after you miss a few.
And I'm sure that comes with experience. You're a senior. You've been out there on the court for a while. You know when you're feeling it, but you're a shooter at the end of the day.
Yeah, the big thing is just working together as a team, getting each other the ball.
Were you guys looking forward to this game for like the last 3 weeks? I mean, I talked to Coach Tuttle yesterday about it, and I know you can never overlook an opponent, but let's be real. I mean, this game, I'm sure you had circled on the calendar.
Yeah, this game was what we were looking forward to all season.
I was really curious to see how you guys were going to respond early on, because Richfield came out, they were on fire. They played a perfect offensive game to start like the first, I don't know, 6 or 7 minutes. I don't know, they didn't miss for like the first 5 minutes in that game. Didn't seem like you guys panicked, though.
No, we just kept it cool, started playing better defense, quit letting them get the open shots.
What were some of the big adjustments that you had to make moving into this game? I know you guys went to the full court press a little bit earlier last time. You settled into a man-to-man, and Richfield had some success. But what were some of the big differences in this game compared to last?
Just getting out on your man, not giving them the open shots, and also working together as a team, keeping confidence, knowing what we had to do to win.
What do they present that's a challenge for opposing teams? That's a good basketball squad. So what are some of the things that they do well?
They have a lot of experience. They're all seniors. They just shoot the ball well. They have good ball handlers, so just everything.
Scott and I also talked about this during the pregame show. He said sometimes a loss can be good. I think you guys are seasoned enough to where there's not a lot to lose from a loss. Do you agree with that, or do you think that that loss was actually a good thing for this team?
Yeah, we were all talking about it. We think it was good for us, opened our eyes a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, when you're beating teams by 70 points, I mean, every night, sometimes you get lackadaisical, I guess, right? And it kind of allowed you guys to focus. I think we'll see that team again. I really do. I think that that's tonight's potential state championship matchup. And the intensity was definitely there. I mean, it was a great feel. A little bit different from some of the other regular season games.
This game we knew was important. The other season games, we just don't play the whole game. This game we had to be in shape, get up and down the floor, work together.
That's what's difficult. I mean, you guys play maybe a half a basketball. You know, you're beating teams 80-18, 75-20, whatever the scores are. How much better is this team now compared to the beginning of the season?
We've started working together more. That's the big thing with us. We always just keep confidence with our shots. Some nights they're not on, some nights they are.
For you, you've been hot as of late. I mean, you've had a lot of success from the three-point line. It's such an intricate part to this offense. When you guys have drivers, you have shooters. I mean, it's one of the most complete teams I've seen at the high school level in quite some time. It's a championship or bust attitude with this team, right?
Yes, that's definitely our main goal, getting back to where we were last year.
And how does that affect you being the lone senior that gets quality playing time on this team?
Getting the team up, not letting us get down if we get in a hole.
That's your role as a senior?
Yep, being a leader.
Now, despite the fact that you guys have played several, you know, a lot of basketball together, a lot of meaningful basketball, you've been to a state championship game, are the juniors on this team, do they act like seniors? They carry themselves like seniors?
Yeah, we are just all together. We played together for a long time, most of us, and it's just a well-rounded team. We know each other. Easy to work together.
What was the locker room like after the win?
It was exciting. Everybody was yelling.
So it wasn't quiet.
No, not at all.
Well, it's definitely a big win. And again, you guys were tested tonight. You had a battle back, which I think that's a great lesson in itself.
Yeah, helps us learn how to get out of those situations.
Now comes the difficult part. Now that Richfield, now that that season series is behind you, you can't slip up now. Because
no.
I don't know that Richfield loses another game the rest of the regular season. I don't see it.
Me either. We definitely just need to keep conditioning and practice and keep doing what we're doing.
Knowing that you only get to play a half in most games, you guys push each other a little bit more in practice?
Yeah, we definitely push each other, run sprints, everything we can to stay in shape.
No, it was a great performance tonight. Your three-point shooting was huge, and so you've been named the Senator David Hinkins Player of the Game for tonight's win. Lainey, congratulations. I know we'll be talking again real soon.
Thanks.